Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys on the phones as we react to the Phillies going down 0-2 in the best of five last night at Citizens Bank Park. That sucked. I mean, I don't want to tell you. That sucked last night in every single way. Good morning, Hugh, as the Phillies are on the brink of elimination.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Right, listen, I know y'all ain't trying to hear what I got to say this morning.
Nope.
I know y'all ain't trying to hear what I got to say this morning. Y'all going to call me some mean and hurtful names. I know y'all probably going to call me some mean and hurtful names in the You People chat. But the fact of the matter remains is... We got one more try at this. We got one more crack at this, man. We got one more crack.
It's wonderful, Hugh.
We do. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. I know it don't feel good. And I know people are probably throwing darts. If they had pictures of me, they're probably throwing darts at it right now. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Jacksonville won last night.
I don't care.
I just want to say.
No, I don't care.
I called like Kansas City.
I don't care. Hugh.
I don't give a shit.
Listen, that optimism. I might need it tomorrow. Today,
I know it feels bad, man. We got one more crack at this, though. Yeah, we got one more crack at this.
And I
got
to pick apart what the hell happened last night. Welcome in. Yeah. We got a lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. Dodgers 4, Phillies 3. In a weird way, and you were right. The series is obviously not over. It just feels over this morning.
It's a bad. Listen, man. I'm not about to sit here and like my coach used to say in high school, blow smoke up your glutes.
And you kind of did. That for the first minute.
I didn't.
Kinda
but
did.
You got one more crack at this.
Yeah, but they do. They do. They do. And tomorrow will be a day to kind of look ahead to game three. Today, I got to react to last night because that's an all-time bad one. And it felt like an era-defining loss for the Phillies last night. And there's a lot of blame to go around. Look, there was some good early. I thought Luzardo, we all had confidence yesterday in this show in Luzardo, and he shoved. He was awesome. He was everything you'd hope he'd be. The seventh inning rolls around. It goes bad. We'll talk about why. They go down 4-0. And I got to tell you, I just wrote the game off. 4-0. I said, it's over. And I kind of started just accepting the reality of where we were. But then they fought. And they came back in the ninth inning. And it led to a crushing ending to that game. And there's a lot of blame to go around. We got to go through the blame here. And I want to get to the stars because they stunk last night. And they stunk in the first two games. But I had it. What time was that? 9:30 last night. Mm. I have not stopped thinking about the bunt since 9:30. I haven't stopped thinking about it. It was, and I don't say this lightly. It was the worst decision of Rob Thompson's career. It was worse than what happened at Houston in 2022 when he pulled Wheeler for Alvarado. That was indefensible. That was one of the worst managerial decisions I have ever seen in a big moment. There is no defense for that bunt. It made no sense in any shape, way, or form. You have the slowest runner on the team on second base. You have a lefty reliever in who has walk issues. He walks batters. There are no outs in that inning. You have the Dodgers on the ropes. That is a scenario to go for the kill, to take momentum back in the series. And Rob Thompson chose to give them a free out. That was the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card. It was unbelievable what I watched in the ninth inning last night. Rob Thompson, I don't know, and right now I don't believe he's going to be the manager of this baseball team a week from now. And last night was the nail in the coffin. He lost me. Rob Thompson lost me forever last night with that bunt attempt. That was a joke of a decision. It made no sense, and you played right into the Dodgers' hands. any momentum we had, we gave it right back. So there's the bunt to attack, which I cannot believe is a reality today. Then there's the Stars, Hugh Douglas, and you've been on them the whole time, and you're right. They are 2-for-21 in this series. And everyone knows who I mean by the Stars. Turner, Harper, and Schwarber. 2-for-21 with 11 strikeouts and zero extra base hits. And then there's the defense. And all season long, and really for years, we have said this team's not a good defensive team. And we're like, maybe it won't matter. It always matters. It always matters. You have Nick Castellanos who's in right field, cannot move. He's got lead in his shoes. And the Freddie Freeman hit should have been a single, became a double. And then the ball's hit to Trey Turner. And I have watched that play like 40 times since last night. Trey Turner has to make a better throw there. He has to. And it was like such a huge difference to me that in the ninth inning, Mookie Betts, who just learned how to play shortstop in the last year, called for the wheel play and they executed it. Their shortstop called for the wheel play and executed. Our shortstop couldn't throw Teoscar Hernandez out with the ball in his hands, and Teoscar was 40 feet from home plate. Terrible defense by Turner. Terrible managing by Topper, and the Stars have been just completely invisible. Hugh, your reaction as the Phillies are down 0-2.
You know, it's funny. I think Al says something about the shortstop play.
Yeah.
In the middle of the field play. Yeah.
Theirs is better.
Yeah, and he was talking about that's going to be the key to this game. Shout out to Al Morgani, because when you said that, it triggered something that I remembered. Stars got a hit, Joe. I know we like to talk about the managerial decisions and all the other stuff. But we wasted a great inning by Lizardo, a great pitching effort by Lizardo.
Yes.
You're talking about retired, like he went seven innings and retired 17 hitters. He retired that, and you look at that, and you're like, what are we doing? Like, he went in the history books last night.
He was awesome.
The only cat that did it more than him for the Phillies was Roy Halladay. So you look at that outing that you had, and I think I saw Rhea had a tweet, and she said, man, he needs more help. And she was talking about the pitcher. You need to give him help, man. That game should have not been what it was, and it shouldn't have came down to those moments that you're talking about, because the bottom line is this. Every postseason, it's the same old, same old.
It feels like Groundhog Day, doesn't it?
It's the same old, same old. And you talk about, you know, Bedlam at the Bank, that's old. You know, with all due respect, like, that was a moment that I wasn't even here for. And it's time to figure it out. You got to figure it out. You got one more game. You got one more game. And you have to figure it out. Your big dog's got to hunt. Your big dog's got to hunt, man. And that's been the problem, ultimately. You talk about between the three of them. Bryce, Trey, and who?
Schwarber.
Yeah. One hit.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
One hit. So you got your big dog's got to hunt, man.
Yeah, and look, they're all to blame in different ways. Trey actually got on base twice last night, got the rally started in the eighth, so he hit a little bit last night. He got on base twice. He obviously grounded out to end the game. Trey's defense was the problem last night. And I know all year was, see, he's better at shortstop. And I said to everyone all year, every time someone said to me he's better at shortstop, I said, do you want the ball hit to him in the biggest moment? And no one with a straight face could say yes, and last night is why. Trey Turner is an athlete. His athleticism has got him by for 10 years. He's not a fundamentally sound shortstop. And it cost them last night. They obviously are not hitting enough at the top. And I just, Hugh, you're right that it probably shouldn't have to come down to a managerial decision on a sack bunt in the ninth inning. I know that. And if the Stars were better, perhaps it doesn't. It's just indefensible. It's one of the worst managerial decisions I've ever seen. The Dodgers were reeling. Like, they were about to blow that game up 4-0. And they let him off the hook. And the worst part, we're going to let you hear from Topper here and Dave Roberts. The worst part, as I was watching all of the postgame stuff, Hugh, the Dodgers wanted him to bunt. They were ready for it. They wanted it. They played right into their hands and gave them a get-out-of-jail-free card. Let's hear Topper after the game on the decision to bunt.
Rob, what went into the decision to have Bryson stop bunt there as opposed to swinging?
Just left on left. We're trying to tie the score. I liked where our bullpen was at based on as compared to theirs. So we played for the tie at home.
It seemed like the Dodgers were expecting it. Was there any thought of taking it off after?
Well, Mookie did a great job of disguising the wheel play. And we teach our guys that if you see wheel, just go ahead, pull it back and slash, because you've got all kinds of room in the middle. But he, Mookie broke so late that it was tough for Stoddy to pick it up.
Did you feel the limitations of your roster not being able to pinch run for Castellanos there?
Well, I mean, it is what it is, so couldn't do much about it. You know, I thought Stoddy laid down a good bunt, but, you know, it's the way it is. You know, we knew that we were going to probably pinch it with Bader. We needed to have Willie there. Plus, if you pinch run Willie for Castellanos and then Bader hits, you have no one to run for him and you don't have another outfielder. So kind of hands were tied.
Yeah.
Is there any thought with had a little bit of momentum there after not playing for the tie, or that didn't really enter the equation?
No, I want to play for the tie because I like where our bullpen was compared to theirs.
I'm sorry I started cutting him off. He lost me last night. He wants to play for the tie because of our bullpen? Like, does he hear himself speak? Duran already was used last night. Robertson is coming in the game next. Play for the tie? How about we go for the kill? Also, I just want to point out to everyone, like, what's the best case scenario there? The bunt gets down. Castellanos is safe at third. He's the slowest runner on the team, right? Can we all agree on that? They're going to bring the infield in. He's not scoring on the ball in the infield. Bader's got to crush the ball to the outfield for it to be a sack fly to score Castellanos.
Yeah, just for him to give him a chance.
Right, like the best case scenario there is not even that great of a scenario. It's one out him on third. You need a hit. I know Bader got one, but they might have walked Bader at that point and tried to set up the double play because they know Bader can't run. Like that it made no sense what he did last night. And then let's listen to Dave Roberts. This is the one that just like it killed me. Because the Dodgers planned for it and wanted it and got what they wanted. Here's Roberts after the game.
Yeah, it was an impromptu play that I just told Mookie, you know Stott's going to bunt. He's a good bunter. And so let's just run a wheel play. And Max, be aggressive, field it. And Mookie, get over there and beat Castellanos there. And, you know, those guys executed it to perfection. It was a lot tougher. They made it look a lot easier than it was. And for me, that was our only chance really to win that game in that moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the line. That line crushed
made it a
me.
Lot tougher.
Well, no, he said that was our only chance to win the game, and the Phillies gave it to them. He talked to his infielders. He said, "Let's run the wheel play. He's going to bunt. This is our only chance to win."
When you look at it, it's the I guess the philosophy is sound. The guy that's on second base isn't the guy that you want there.
Well, but doesn't that make the philosophy not sound?
Well, like it's not the ideal situation
right,
to be in.
Right. Like all right.
And then the way like Mookie, to your point, Castellanos looked like he's running.
and lead in his feet.
No, because you have when you watch the play and you see Mookie picking him up and putting him down, and you see Castellanos, it's like almost like his feet are, to your point, he looks heavy.
Yeah.
His feet just look heavy.
He can't run.
Yeah. I get your frustration.
It's just, and listen.
You wish you had a better runner in that position.
And that's why you can't do it there. There are no outs. Vessia is a wild pitcher. He could have walked two more guys. You could have got Turner and Schwarber to the plate. It's just, they let them off the hook last night. They almost came back, almost got this thing 1-1, and now we're in big trouble.
But then you got to look at Castellanos. If you know you're not that fast, and like they were side to side, they were side by side.
Him and Betts.
Betts. You gotta take a little bit more of a lead on that one.
Well, especially when Betts starts going to third, no one's covering second.
Yeah, so you gotta go.
Right,
you gotta go.
If Stott doesn't bunt or he takes the pitch, you could just walk back to second without a problem. The whole thing was a disaster. And Topper, Topper lost me last night. I can't take him seriously in a big moment. 215-592-9494. I'm done. I'm done with the manager. Kyle, where are you at this morning as the frustration is mounting for all of us?
I'm done with all of them.
Yeah.
Like, nobody should be let off the hook today.
Agreed.
Besides Christopher Sanchez, Jesus Luzardo. Like, those are the only two people who showed up for the Phillies in this series. Like, the real shame of it is that everybody who said all season long and for years now that the lights are too bright for these stars in October, they're being proven right now. What Hugh said about Bedlam in the Bank, like, that's an era gone by. Like, this team is now defined by how poorly they perform in October as opposed to rising to the moment. So for all the people who said that the bats are just going to go cold in October, they were right. For all the people who said that Rob Thompson is going to cost you a game by his managerial decisions, they were right. For all the people who said that Trey Turner, his defense, is going to cost you a game in the postseason in a critical moment, they were right. Like, everybody who had anything negative to say about this team, they're just being proven right. Like, it's truly a shame because now they've completely, I think, squeezed every last bit of trust out of any fan in the city.
Yep.
For them. Like, because we had this up and down season where the team made you believers again. Like, you know, maybe this time will be different. I can't ever picture anybody thinking that about this core of losers again. I know the season's not over. It might as well be. Like, they might as well not even go down to L.A. to play that third game because this team's cooked.
You got to, though.
No, they're
you got
cooked.
Well, I mean, contractually, baseball's going to make them play the game tomorrow, right, so but
you
like...
You got one more, man. You got one it's, more
it's,
to try to
it's
make
almost
it right.
Not even worth the embarrassment.
It feels like a death march. It feels like they're walking in for a death march.
You can still come back. You can come back. I mean, it's not feasible.
It's not highly likely, but you got to try, man.
You got to try.
I mean,
you can't give up. You can't give up. I mean, you can't.
I can.
We're dead inside.
I mean, we can. I'm not.
Right, well, I feel dead inside this morning. 215.
I might not watch the game. It's at 9 o'clock.
592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Your reaction. Look, Kyle's totally right. No one is spared blame today. No one. Who are you the most frustrated with? I mean, the frustrations are flowing on every single level. I mean, the stars sucked. The defense stinks. The bullpen, not good enough. The manager, the moment gets to him too often. He's just not a big game manager. I'm done. Like, I can't do it with the manager anymore. That was cowardly. Cowardly. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Morning, man.
Morning, Chris.
You?
Yes.
With all due respect, take that sunshine and shove it up your backside.
Wait a minute. Why are you mad at me? Uh-huh. What I do?
I'm going to add you to the poll. Add Hugh Douglas to the poll.
I would have been. I'd have ran the third faster than that.
You probably would have.
No. And listen here, sir. I don't need you talking about Jacksonville's win after the Phillies collapsed last night. You know, I was rightfully suspended for talking about a stupid Giants.
He's
player.
Right.
It's fair. No one cares about the Jaguars.
No, I mean, that was insane.
What I was trying to say is anything is possible.
Again, with all due respect, I don't care about the team that funded your NFL retirement. Okay, so let's move on.
Yeah,
should
we suspend Hugh for a full segment today?
What did I do?
I believe. Here's my suggestion. He deserves a suspension. I suggest 2 weeks. Told you so. Douglas is not allowed in studio. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow. We might have to put him behind lock and key because he's unfortunately. I mean, that's why he brought up the Jaguars because he stuck in there. I told you they would win.
An appalling statement.
Well, I did say I told you. I didn't pick him to win though. I was talking about how Kansas City might not make the playoffs.
I don't know what's worse, that or the Duran entrance again last night. Someone's got to read the room better than that.
I couldn't even like stomach watching football last night.
I couldn't. Yeah, it was. Who cares?
Awful.
Who gives a crap about the Jaguars? Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, let's break down the most brain-dead decision ever made in Major League Baseball history, and that is having Stop Bunt. Let's analyze the situation here, okay? You got Castellanos on second, no outs, bottom of the ninth, down by one run, and you have all the momentum in the world. The Dodgers are, like, just they're gasping for air. And you have Max Muncy and Freddie Freeman at the corners playing for the bunt, and they are two very savvy veteran defensive players. You have left-handed Stott at the plate versus a left-handed pitcher. The worst thing in the world that can possibly happen is you do what they do. You try the bunt. Kessie's out at third, and now Stott's on first already with one out, and now the double play is in order to end the game. if you were smart and you had any sort of brain activity, brain waves going through your head, you would say, listen, I'm going to let him swing away. Worst case scenario, he gets out. However, he may do that. We don't advance the runner. We still have the tying run at second base with one out.
Yep.
So we still get two more batters at the plate. So the fact that he didn't do that is just, again, shows how just dumb this guy is. And you know what, Rob Zombie? Enjoy this, because you are coaching your last series ever in a Phillies uniform. And for all the Zombie fans out there that want to talk about, hey, he's got a good regular season record, I don't care. The man took two top-seeded teams and fell flat on their faces in the very first season to open the postseason. That is a loser. And a loser also talks about, I was playing for the tie. I wasn't trying to win. You know what? The Dodgers aren't playing for ties. They don't want to tie games. They're not happy with ties. They want to win. That's what winner mentality has. And you know what? The guy had a talent-loaded roster, and all he did is fail. So you know what? Here it is. It's not loud. I don't have to gusto for it. But Rob, the Zombie Thompson, you are F-I-R-E-D, fired.
Chris, appreciate the phone call, man. And, you know, even as we was listening to Topper there, talking about how his hands kind of were tied, Hugh, with the runners and the pinch runners, right, because he has a short roster. Bader was coming up next. He can't run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to crawl before you could walk. It felt like he was planning extra innings before they tied the game. Talking about, well, I need Weston Wilson for Bader because Bader can't play the outfield. Dude, you have to get to extra innings first. Then you figure out where you're going to put the defense out there.
That's probably where he missed that, because he felt confident in the guys that he had, but they let him down.
Yeah, but his strategy doesn't make sense. Like,
I mean, I hear you.
If you're going to play for the tie, then you got to get Castellanos, who cannot run, out of the game. Put Wilson in there. You have Marshawn on the bench. I'll play with one catch the rest of the game. Also, talking about not having extra outfielders, Kyle Schwarber could run into the outfield if you need him to. Lose the DH in extra innings. Bryce Harper. Like, you can figure out nine people on the field. You need the run. The run is the most important thing there. It's just, for a guy that's been in baseball for as long as Rob Thompson, it was, I was blown away that he did that. And then to say after the game we're playing for the tie just made me sick. Barry in Delaware. What's up, Barry?
Barry.
Hey, boss. How are you?
What's up, Barry? Yeah,
all right. Two things here. Mr. Douglas, thank you last week to put A.J. Brown on his place, because he's so irresponsible and a spoiled child. Thank you for that.
Well,
thank you. Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, the reason why this game, and Mr. Douglas, here is where I disagree with you. You think the Dodgers would let the Phillies go over there and win one game? That's not going to happen. This season is over. And I agree with Mr. Giglio. The 50% of this losing series went to the manager. How on earth? You have all the chances. You have the slowest slough. Cassiano on the field, and you are going to bunt the ball? When, first of all, you're not playing baseball for the future. You're playing for the advantage that you have right now. Okay? Go kill the guys and get a win. Why are you playing for a tie? That is the worst thing that I've never seen in my life. And guys, please, let's don't let the so-called superstar off the hook. I mean, two games. How many hits this guy? The swab at the stop.
None.
You know, 40%, in my opinion, goes to them too.
Yes.
They contributed to lose. They have all the chances. Base loaded, they come out, they just keep striking them out from game one to game two. And we expect them to go over there and pull one game? No, trust me. The Dodgers, this is exactly what they wanted. And we just give it to them. That's it. Game two was literally handed to them by the coach. So, and the money and the owners, they just have an excuse right now, a good excuse, which in my opinion, to fire this manager, because this guy is not good in the postseason. We can win 1,000 games, you know, in the regular season, but the postseason is what counts. And 2-3 weeks ago, I told the weekend show, I said, please, let's hold our eggs down. Let's wait to the postseason. They're going to kill us by the play calls, and the superstars, they will come cold. and everybody thought I was crazy.
Well, Barry, you're not crazy. Barry, you're not. It's exactly what's happened here. You are dead right about all of it. Barry's becoming, he's rising up my list of favorite callers. Barry brings it every single time. All right, today is your dead event. Nobody's off the hook. Rob Thompson, brutal. I mean, brutal. And I'm telling you right now, as I sit here today on October 7th, Rob Thompson's not my manager next year. I can't do it. I can't, if I'm Dave Dombrowski in Middleton, I can't sit up there and try to sell this again next year. Not what I saw last night. Thompson is in the crosshairs today. The bullpen, not good again. The defense, including Trey, terrible. And the money guys in the lineup, 2-for-21, 11 strikeouts, 0 extra base hits. It's open season on everyone. Phillies are down 0-2. Your date event, 215-592-9494. Speaking of the stars, we'll hear from them all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.